As we've been reporting all this week, Senate Republicans are trying one more time to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. There's a new bill known as Graham-Cassidy, and it could get a vote next week. It promises to hand money back to states to let them decide how to serve their constituents' health needs. So in Washington, Senate Republicans are trying to find 50 votes yet again for that measure. Meanwhile, governors are weighing in. One group of 15 Republican governors, including Sam Brownback of Kansas, has come out in favor of the plan. Jeff Collier is Sam Brownback's number two in Kansas. He's a medical doctor and the lieutenant governor of Kansas, and he joins me now. Lieutenant Governor, welcome.
It's a great day.
Well, Dr. Collier, I mentioned that 15 Republican governors have come out for this plan, including your governor. Another bipartisan group of governors have come out against it. Why do you support Graham-Cassidy?
You know, Obamacare has been a tremendous failure for the state of Kansas. The number of people covered by private insurance went down after Obamacare was implemented, and costs went up for everyone. When states can control their own destiny, when we can make the decisions that are most appropriate for our state, we think we do a better job.
So one of the broad concerns here, however, Dr. Collier, is that millions of people across the country could lose coverage. Now, Kansas did not expand Medicaid under the ACA. You came close, but you didn't quite do it. Are you worried that people with private insurance or even with Medicaid in Kansas could lose out when this bill passes?
So what this bill does is it allows the states to design their own programs that make sense for them, rather than a one-size-fits-no-one sort of approach from Washington, D.C. For example, in Kansas, when we are able to design our Medicaid program, we were able to actually provide better coverage. Under old Medicaid, for example, they wouldn't even cover a heart transplant, and I think that's a pretty critical thing. And we were able to do that and save money. And the way that we did it is we created more competition in the state. We actually gave everybody a choice. We gave them three choices. And when you're able to have some competition, the state and Kansans, we can make our own plans. We did a very good job over the last 50, 60 years. Overall, we had one of the best private insurance coverage rates in the country. And once Obamacare came in, it started driving rates up through the roof. And, it's been a real problem for us.
Meanwhile, at the same time, the number and percentage of uninsured Americans is at its lowest level since we've been recording it nationally. So more people do have coverage across the country, Dr. Collier. And one of the arguments here is that states that have been successful in expanding coverage under the ACA, like, say, New York or California, that they lose out under this plan. And money is shifted to states that didn't expand Medicaid, like, say, Kansas.
Well, you know, one of the things is we need to treat all states the same. And one of the things that happens under this bill is that over a period of time, we're talking about changes over a period of time, not an all at once sort of thing, but all states will have the same percentage share. One of the things that's happened to our state is when we came in, we had roughly a 60-40 split with the federal government on Medicaid. And the federal government would pay 60%. We would pay 40%. What's happened is as our economy improved and as we started getting better outcomes and things happening in our state, about that percentage has shifted 5%. And that's a big chunk of the budget problems that we have. What we think is everybody should be treated fairly and the same. And so, you know, we want to have some certainty. So as we're planning and as we're working over the next few years, we can have a plan that is sustainable, long-term, but is the most effective plan for people.
Well, you talk about that certainty for the future, and let's look at the real big picture here about what's going on in Washington, Dr. Collier, because this bill envisions block grants that will go to the states, like Kansas, like any other state. But they're limited for 10 years, a fixed amount. Meanwhile, at the same time, your party is working on a $1.5 trillion tax cut in Congress. And it seems really plausible that after that 10 years, with revenue cut deeply and deficits even deeper, people might say, well, we just can't afford these Medicaid block grants anymore.
Well, there's an argument about, with the economy growing, that the economy will grow, and we've got to get the economy growing, and we've got to have everything in an affordable place. But let's do this. You know, when the states control their destiny, they can make decisions that really appeal to their own constituents. So the solutions of California are vastly different than the solutions in Kansas. And, you know, Obamacare is inherently unstable right now. We've seen this. You've seen rates go up for everybody. You've seen a tremendous number of issues. And in our state and many states, the private coverage, you know, that you can get through your job or you can buy for yourself, is much more stable in the long run. And that's much more important than having a government-run program that doesn't fix, you know, a problem, and it doesn't serve people as well as what we can do making our own decisions.
The two main insurance groups that represent the private companies that carry that private insurance that you're talking about have warned strongly against this plan. They've said it'll create chaos in the insurance markets. Rural hospital groups have warned against this bill, and you have a lot of rural hospitals in Kansas. Does that concern you?
We're committed as a state. We can work with our rural hospitals. And so, for example, under Graham Cassidy, if we have the flexibility, a lot more flexibility than we would under the other programs, then we can go and say, all right, what are your needs? Okay. And I think that regulation is much better done closer to people where you know what's going on and it's not somebody, some faceless bureaucrat, 1,000 miles away from you.
And you're not concerned, Lieutenant Governor Collier, that the faceless people in Washington who are passing a $1.5 trillion tax cut now won't eventually be causing a situation that causes the poor and working poor to lose their health coverage?
That's a hypothetical that you're talking about. What we really want to talk about is what are real solutions for our state?
Well, and so a $1.5 trillion tax cut is not quite hypothetical, Lieutenant Governor. As you know, this is getting pretty close in Congress.
Yeah. And you know what? We do need a tax cut. You know, government works best when it is smaller, when it is closer to the people. I think we all agree on that concept. And having a program that is run from thousands of miles away that is one size fits no one is not the best solution.
Well, Republicans in the Senate are looking for 50 votes for Graham Cassidy to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Jeff Collier, soon to be the governor of Kansas, is guaranteeing that there will be better health care if that bill passes for his constituents in Kansas, and we'll be keeping our eye on that state. Lieutenant Governor Dr. Jeff Collier, thank you for being here.
Great. It's good to visit with you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.